Let us pray. Glory to the Father be. Glory, Virgin born to thee. Glory to the Holy Ghost, praised by men and heavenly host. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus, who has come into this world of ours to be born in a manger, surrounded by hay and animals. No one there except mom and dad, Joseph and Mary, and the shepherds later, as they came to bow down and adore him as Christ the Lord. We ask your blessing on our worship tonight, and especially on the word from the gospel. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Israel, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, our Savior. Yes, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come and behold him born, the King of Angels. That is a wonderful message and proclamation tonight, as we once again celebrate with joy, praise and thanksgiving the birth of Jesus as our Savior and our Messiah. Yes, O come, all ye faithful, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us of a Savior, not born in a palace, surrounded by pomp and wealth and circumstance, but in a lowly manger, surrounded by hay and the animals. O come, all ye faithful, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us of a Savior, born without any cards, gifts, lights, trees, and decorations. As a matter of fact, that night, there was only the star shining over the manger in a little town just outside of Bethlehem, as they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. No one there except Mary and Joseph and the animals in the stable, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were also no headlines by newspaper reporters. There was no radio or television stations announcing Jesus' birth either, except for an angel of the Lord, as he appeared to the shepherds watching their flock by night, as he told them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly the appearance of a multitude of the celestial angels praising God and saying at the top of their lungs, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And as soon as the angels left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. That was also true of the three magi. As they followed the star by night, until it rested over a house many months later. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they found Mary and the babe, the child, and they fell down and worshiped him. Yes, just like the shepherds, the three magi. We also want to go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to all of us today. Like the magi, we also want to follow that star of the east and fall down and worship him as our Savior and offer him tonight our own special Christmas gift. And why? Because this tiny little baby Jesus offers us his hope, his peace, his joy, and especially his love. And our response tonight should be that of the shepherds. After they saw the baby Jesus in the manger, they returned glorifying God for everything they had heard and seen. Our response tonight should be that of the three magi. After they fell down and worshiped him, then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, of frankincense, and myrrh. Our response tonight should be that of the celestial angels coming down from heaven and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Yes, we follow in the footsteps of those first witnesses who spread the word of the Savior's birth, just like the shepherds, the three magi, and the celestial angels of over 2,000 years ago. We gather here tonight to honor the birth of the baby Jesus as he offers himself again to us as our Messiah, our Savior, and the Prince of Peace. Yes, we pause tonight to remember this child, the babe, the son of Mary, sleeping in the night, and his eternal promise of good and light. Yes, we rejoice tonight at his miraculous birth as we sang the Christmas carols and we heard the Christmas story again from the Gospel of St. Luke and St. Matthew. And the promise God made to us through the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, for to us a child is born. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Yes, come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may the celebration of the birth of Jesus tonight renew again our faith in him as our Messiah, our Savior, and the Prince of Peace. May we always seek you, and especially the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger, without the cards, the gifts, the trees, the lights, and the decorations. To seek Jesus with the same humility of the shepherds, and the zeal and the dedication of the three magi, and to join the celestial angels in praising God and saying tonight, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Yes, may we all come adore on bended knee Christ, the Lord, the newborn King. Amen.